Man, you know, that was a disappointing end to the game on Sunday night. Mike and Merrill on the call, and he joins us right now, brought to you by Hers on game day. Choose the snack of champions by grabbing a bag of new Hers mini pub style pretzels. Grab a bag today. The great Mike Quick joins us. What's up, Mike?
Marks and Reese. What's happening?
Oh, well, you know, it's only the day after the day after. So yesterday we were emotional. Today there's less emotion, Mike, and we're trying to dissect exactly what we saw on Sunday night.
Okay, well, good luck. When you figure it out, let me know.
I can't. But, Mike, how do you attribute to the 2.3 points per game in the first quarter? It's last in the NFL. There's struggle in the first half as well. But, I mean, what's different between last year and this year? Are defenses just they're playing the Eagles differently, or can you put your finger on it?
Oh, it's more than just that. It's, you know, this – first of all, the team is not the same team. The coaching staff, it's not the same coaching staff. It's a different football team. Mm-hmm. So you're getting different results. And each week they're trying to figure out a way to come out of it. But then when you watch them play, whether it's the penalties that set them back or somebody making a mistake, dropping a pass, or Carson going to the wrong target, there are a number of different things.
Yeah, I think when you look at this team, Mike, I think part of it also is, you know, the players. When I look at these players don't have the necessarily focus that they had last year. They sort of played like they had something to prove. You know, it was almost as if they had found, like, newfound success last year, right? We came in with sort of moderate expectations prior to last season. This team gets off to a 7-1, 8-1 start. And that was sort of a snowball effect. In other words, it built up to that. And they, once they started winning, they started believing in themselves that they could achieve something that no one else thought they could achieve. And the mindset is just different this year for this team for whatever reason.
You know, you are so right. And I love the way it's analyzed right there, that this is, you know, last year was completely different, the whole setup from this year. And we go into this year with such expectations after coming off a Super Bowl victory, such expectations going into this year and looking at things on paper and thinking, yeah, I think this is a better team. Yeah, they can get back and do this and that and that. But it's so hard to win in this league. And teams in this league are so good. The Cowboys, they looked so awful a week ago. But you got to realize that they're talented. They're on scholarship. All those guys are on scholarship as well. And at some point, they're able to put it together and show you all the talent that they have. Well, the fact that they went back to what they're good at, giving the ball to Ezekiel Elliott, I think that made a huge difference in the game, where the Eagles are still trying to find themselves, especially offensively, because they just, for whatever reason, can't put it together. Like, last year, I was really comfortable that this team would score points with anybody.
Yeah.
And it's hard to look at this team this year and say that when they're on the field with other teams, because you don't know where it's going to come from.
Yeah, they're not getting the same big plays they got yet last year, Mike, and we were talking about this earlier. With the lack of turnovers from the defense, that means a lot when it relates to the offense, right? I mean, they had 31 takeaways last year. So far, they have 7 this year, and that matters, man.
It matters a whole lot. When you're getting more opportunities for your offense, and that's essentially what you're doing when you get takeaways, you give your offense more opportunities to score points. And this offense was so good at these 10, 12, 14 play drives last year, keeping the ball away from teams and getting touchdowns, one of the best red zone touchdown scoring teams in the league. And you don't have that right now.
Yeah. You look at this team moving forward, Q, and listen, I don't know how many people are going to be picking them to beat the Saints this week, but the team has to believe that they can go down there and win again. Kind of reminds me of a couple years ago. I think it was Chips last year. Remember when they had to go up to New England? New England was rolling that year. Sunday night game, I believe
AJ
it was.
AJ Feely was the...
No. This is recently. Chip.
No, this is under Chip Kelly.
Yeah, this is under Chip. And I think it was Sam Bradford that beat Tom Brady up there that Sunday night. But it was one of those games where no one really gave him a chance to win the game, and they went out there and beat him.
And I think it was after the horrible loss to Detroit.
Yes, on Thanksgiving.
And then they go to New England, and beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
But there they had something to prove. Last year, each and every week to me, it seemed like that whole underdog thing was the fuel that they needed. And each and every week, they go in and they take care of business. No one's expecting us to do it. We're going to get that mentality where it's us against the world. And they were able to conquer each and every week just about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think
it's not the same drive this year.
Yeah, Doug tried to sort of roll that out a couple weeks ago about the pressure being off and then nobody believes in you. And I think he was trying to sort of get that rolling again. But I don't think the players believe they're underdogs. You know, part of me, Mike, thinks the players, or at least a portion of this locker room, is satisfied. Like they're okay. Like, they've been fed. They're okay. They aren't hungry. That whole thing Jason Kelce brought up about hungry dogs run faster or what have you. They seem like they're a little full this year, as if they aren't as hungry to sort of prove something to everyone else.
Well, and you may be right about that. I just know that whatever that it factor is that they had last year, they don't have that it factor. Mm-hmm. Even against all the odds, they were able to overcome everything last year and right the ship. I don't know how they're going to right the ship this year. You know, you look at the defense, and everybody's going to lose players. It's always that battle of attrition. You're going to lose players. Mm-hmm. But how do you manage that? Last year they were able to do it almost seamlessly, and this year there's a problem at all these positions now where you don't have the guys that you intended to go to battle with.
Mike, you're right. There's definitely something missing, and it's tough to put your finger on it because it is that it. It's missing it. Everything that went, even with the injuries last year, it just seemed like a lot of the balls bounced the Eagles' way in those games, and this year it's going the exact opposite way.
Yeah, and you've got a very tough schedule, too. You know, when you win the Super Bowl, you got to look at, you know, playing some of the best and proving yourself over again. Well, that's the position that this team is in. You look at the final stretch of this season, there's a whole lot of really good teams on that final stretch, and including the matchups that they're going to have in their own division.
Yep, you're right. All right, Mike, hopefully we get a win this Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
There he is, Mike Quick. Eagles have the toughest remaining schedule. Combined 40-33 is their opponent's record. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
But the only solace that you have is that you do more or less control your destiny if you win your remaining games in the division. Which, by the way, is not going to be easy with this team.
Yeah, I you know what? It's something that we can't necessarily see or determine because we're on the outside. Only they know what's going on down there in the building. Only they know if they're doing all the small things that they did last year to help them be successful, not only collectively as a team, but individually as a player, as each player wanting to put your best foot forward out there every time you step on the field and really not wanting to be the weak link, right? There were so many different players contributing last year. Everybody was having fun playing their part, doing their role. You know, and it was important to the role players to fill their roles.
But couldn't you feel it during the season where it was kind of a different guy every week that was doing his part to win
different
games?
Yes.
And when you remember back in magical seasons, you remember that where different guys step up, right?
Yes.
And we felt that during the season where it felt special. This year feels the opposite.
Dude, that was at one point last year. We're talking about Nigel Bradham being the best player on defense. We don't even know Nigel Bradham plays for the Eagles this year. Has Nigel Bradham made one play this year?
Ike, if you look at the box score, he makes a lot of tackles.
Downfield.
I don't remember any of them.
Yeah.
None of them are memorable.
Right. Yeah, it's not a big third down stop. He certainly didn't tackle Gallup on that 25-yard reception on 3rd and 15.
Ike, they don't look hungry.
Got $8 million last year in a deal. You know, guys guys aren't as hungry, man.
They don't look as hungry. They don't.
And I know that's what the issue is, man. That's what the issue is. I hear Doug talking about practice habits and doing the small things, getting treatment. He knows that behind those doors in the NovaCare that this team isn't preparing the same way they did last year, because he can see the difference in what they did last year versus what they're doing this year. You know why? Because he knew last year they weren't necessarily talent-wise the best team in the league last year. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a point where they step back as a staff and say, well, how the hell are we doing what we're doing right now? Are we really 9-1? Right?
Yeah.
And then you look and you notice all the small things that help lead you to this guy performing well, that guy performing well, that guy performing well. How the hell did Jason Kelce come from being traded in the offseason of 2017
for a sixth-round pick
to being an all-pro center?
You know, here's the other thing. That soft middle-of-the-season schedule against bad teams.
That let them jump out.
It gave them confidence that they could beat anybody.
Yep.
It did. They went from being where if they lose that Giants game where they may be in trouble
right.
to going on a run where it's like, this is the best offense in the league. Right? Yeah. If they have a tough schedule in the middle of the season, who knows where that ends up? But the fact that they were able to roll on the Chicagos and the I don't even remember who other, Denver stunk.
Chicago, Denver, Arizona.
Arizona was bad. Yeah. I mean, they played bad teams, and it really helped elevate them. Then they got the quote-unquote good loss to Seattle, where it's like, all right, that's a good time to have a loss.
Right.
And then they beat the Rams, and Carson's out, and next thing you know, Nick Foles is in the Super Bowl. Yeah. It was just
and all you need is one more win to get home field advantage. And then you ride the momentum of the playoffs being in Philadelphia. You ride the momentum. That's what you do.
Yeah, man.
I mean, we remember what that Atlanta game looked like. They didn't come out like gangbusters in the playoffs.
No.
In that Atlanta game.
No, they were fortunate to get the win.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were fortunate to get that win.
And I just, I wonder if they are still invested. Like, Doug can give all the Newt Rockne speeches, Lombardi speeches he wants. That stuff don't mean anything.
In one ear, out the other.
These guys are pros. Are they invested in the season? They were invested last year.
Well, it doesn't seem like anybody fears for their job either.
Well, I tell you what, whether they fear for the job or not, a lot of them won't be here after this season.
I know, I agree.
That's for sure.